if you're looking for a good book, you need look no further, because Catherine Lana is with us from Browser's Bookshop in Woodbridge. She runs her own website as well. She loves her books. She's got a couple of good read suggestions for us. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
And I don't know, I know that Alexander McCall Smith's been in the area, and that's your one of your first books. Is that because Alexander was in the area or not?
Well, yes and no. Yes, because it drew my attention to his latest book, but I think it's a great book for a lot of reasons, so it's not just because I'm a groupie.
It's fair enough. I was very cross that I missed the talk. I didn't get my act together to do it. So this is called Emma, yeah?
It is. So you were talking about Anthony Horowitz writing, we're talking about his new book on Friday, which is called Moriarty, which is taking on the story of Sherlock Holmes in a way. So it's going back into that era and that style of writing of Conan Doyle. Well, Alexander McCall Smith has done a similar sort of thing with Emma, which is, of course, a Jane Austen classic. Now, Alexander McCall Smith's best known for his books, Number One, Ladies Detective Agency, among many others. He's written about 100 books, would you believe?
Amazing, yeah.
It is. And one of his books was actually set in Suffolk. It was called Lars Orchestra Saves the World, which was a lovely book, a standalone title, not one of his many series. And this book, Emma, he's set not in Suffolk, actually. There is a visit to Suffolk there, but it's set mainly in Norfolk, which is a nice little added interest, I feel. So he's given his take on the classic story of Emma by Jane Austen, and he was asked to modernise the story by the publishers, who have got a series together called The Austen Project. So Joanna Trollope, a very popular writer, has given us a new Sense and Sensibility, and the crime writer Val McDermott has written a new Northanger Abbey. But this is the latest release in the series, if you like. It's just been published. Well, as I say, it's part of a trend at the moment of these sequels and prequels to classics. And I would argue that this is a really worthwhile read. It's your typical McCall Smith, uplifting, cheery, joyful read. And he obviously had such delight in writing the book, which he says took him only just 2 months to do. So I really enjoyed it. And as you know, Emma is a matchmaker, but she's not hugely successful. And in McCall Smith's version, she's returned to the family home in Norfolk after completing an interior design degree at Bath University. Her father, Mr. Woodhouse, he's a hypochondriac, and he's worried about infection, so he always avoids crowds and he's always cleaning his hands with sanitising products. The vicar, Philip Elton, has a property in Ipswich and Norwich. He's got two blocks of flats, but they're in a state of disrepair. And he drives a BMW something-something. Now, everybody in the book refers to his model of car as a BMW something-something. No one can remember what it's called, and that's a typical McCall Smith touch of sense of humour. And, in fact, vehicles feature throughout the book as his way of bringing us up to date. So Emma drives a Mini Cooper, and her sister Isabella is whisked off to London on the back of a motorbike. So it's a really delightful, light read, and I think it will appeal to lots of people, people who like McCall Smith books, those who love Jane Austen, and also those who feel they ought to like Jane Austen but haven't perhaps got round to reading her just yet.
Do you need to have read the Jane? Because I haven't read the Jane Austen either, which is shame on me, I guess. So do I need to have read it to read this and enjoy it?
No, you don't, no. It's just a lovely standalone book in its own right. But if you know Jane Austen, then you'll have an added joke because you'll see what he's done to the characters to bring them up to date. But it's the same story as Jane Austen, so he hasn't changed the plot or the character names, but he's just added a little bit of McCall Smith magic to the story. And I think it's a lovely Christmas present. It's still only in hardback, so it is a bit of a treat. But I think it's a book that you'll want to go back to just to make you smile.
So I'm really intrigued now as well.